English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Not many people consider a bacterium that makes millions of people sick a friend. But scientist Roy Curtis does.
Yeah, I'm always looking for new uses for a bug that most people think is an enemy, and it's my friend. And I would like to make it your friend, too.
Roy Curtis is a microbiologist at the Biodesign Institute at Arizona State University. He uses the word bug, a common expression for a germ or virus, when talking about Salmonella bacteria. Mr. Curtis studies Salmonella and thinks it gets a bad rap. In other words, many people only have bad thoughts when they hear the word Salmonella. Salmonella is the most common bacteria to harm or contaminate food. It is found in undercooked meats, eggs, and milk. Salmonella can cause a higher than normal body temperature and pain in the abdomen. The person may feel sick, throwing up whatever is in the stomach. One form of Salmonella is also responsible for the disease typhoid. So, it is only natural that a bacterium that makes people sick is given a bad rap. The question is, when does a foodborne bacterium become your friend? The answer, when it helps to kill cancer cells. Millions of people are sickened each year by Salmonella, but a genetically engineered version of the bacteria may someday be used as a weapon against cancer. As the old saying goes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Researchers in the United States and Germany have turned Salmonella into a weapon against cancerous tumors. Roy Curtis says the bacteria can make the cancer cells disappear. And here is the experiment. First, the researchers changed the genes of the Salmonella to die in healthy tissues, but kill cancer cells. They put human cancer cells into mice. Then he says they put the genetically modified Salmonella bacteria into the animals.
We genetically modify the Salmonella so that it is unable to survive in healthy tissues, but has a preferential homing to tumors, which is a very nutrient-rich environment where they grow like crazy, and in so doing, kill the cancer cells within the tumor.
Roy Curtis says it will be a while before the genetically modified version of Salmonella is tested on human beings. He wants to make more changes to the bacteria to increase their cancer-killing power. Salmonella would not be a standalone treatment for fighting cancer. Instead, Mr. Curtis hopes the genetically modified bacteria will be used in addition to more traditional therapies, such as chemotherapy and radiation. I'm Anna Mateo.